As guy says, I'm not a wise guy. I'm not a wise guy, and not especially not somebody else's thing. But my point is this. The point is, David wants that betach. Now with this hakdam of this story, that's just a story. Now let's learn this pasuk in Tehillim with Rabbeinu Bachya, the Chai from the Kala Kemach. It says a pasuk in Tehillim betach b'Hashem va'asei teiv. Anybody recognize that pasuk?
Yes.
Trust in Hashem and do good, shchon eretz, dwell in the land, or a and pasture amuna, have amuna. Interesting, he starts with the and finishes with amuna, right? The tach b'Hashem, v'asi teiv, shchon eretz, or a amuna. So I'm not going to learn the whole kind of Kavam, but I'm just going to learn the first paragraph with you. He says like this. Dar the melech of olav ha-shalom. Dar the melech olav ha-shalom, bo la-haskir or la-hazir. He comes to remind us. Again, if everybody's on the Zoom, if you go on to Alibiz Gimel slash something over there, I don't know. It's on the advertisement. You can get whatever I'm reading here. It's on there. Trust in Hashem, do good. Vaseite means mitzvahs. Shchon eretz, dwell in the land of emunah and pasture emunah, and then you and live with the moon also. So he's explaining this is how you read the pasuk. Dovah comes to remind us Ula Hazib and manage to tell us to teach us Al Midas Abitachon Tchilo, have Midas Abitachon first, but Achakach Al Hamaisa Hatev, and afterwards to do the Maisa Hatev. What does that mean? What does it mean have Abitachon first and then Maisa Hatev? Most people will take it. Should say, I say to him, B'tach B'Hashem. So the idea to make it known, Shabitachan Hazeh, what B'tachan we're talking about, who Shayiftach Adam Boy, a person is trusting Boy in Hashem, Lasis Mitzvah, to do his mitzvahs, V'yitin Lo Yahachonah, Shu Tarach Lahem, and Hashem will give him all the Hachonahs he needs to do his mitzvahs. So this is how the pasuk reads. B'tach B'Hashem, trust in Hashem, you need something. You're missing something. You need something to have you need a ksiv v'chasim v'teiv. Say it in English. We need a ksiv v'chasim v'teiv in every aspect, in parnasa, in gesund, in health, in the children, in shiduchim, whatever, all things you need. B'tach b'Hashem, trust in Hashem, v'asei teiv, in order to be able to do the mitzvahs. Because you see, he's saying that the b'tachon becomes before the v'asei teiv. Because the b'tachon is that the person is trusting in Hashem to be able to do mitzvahs. Remember, we learned that mitzvahs is something Hashem gives us. We have bechira. We have to choose to do the mitzvah, but the ability to do the mitzvah, that's up to us. That the ability to do the mitzvah is Hashem's hands. We have to be bechira. We have to choose to do the mitzvah. We have to have the intention to do the mitzvah, but the actual doing of the mitzvah, Hashem has to make it happen. In order to get a shidduch, you have to meet the right guy. You can't just... If you would have said Hashem, if you would have said faket, you would have said teiv and then b'tach b'Hashem. How your other maven mizekah b'tachon shehizer alav, you would think any ala laschash and the anitle ala ma'aseh teiv. You think it's only for the schar that since he did a ma'aseh teiv, that's why he's going to have what he's trusting Hashem for. V'loyal hafakas rochav, not on the fact that he needs it v'hasmana sachanesav, he needs to have it. Shem sibel ma'aseh. In order to do mitzvahs, you have to have money. In order to do mitzvahs, you have to have health. And the mitzvahs you have to have all the brachas you're asking for. Therefore, explains Ben Uchai. That's what David HaMelech is telling us first. Betach b'Hashem. Trust in Hashem. Claim a sheyilcha oizer. You should have the help of the seimach and the support. And the all the preparations you need. In order to do the ma'aseh teiv, they should want you to do. Therefore, higdim tzibur habitachon. That's why Hashem is magdim. He first prefaces the tzibur habitachon with tzibur hamaisa teiv before the maisa teiv. Okay, so if you want to open up the sefer here, because we're in shabbat habitachon, what we're doing over here this year is we're trying to broaden our marmakemus, our I say mam.
Deepen our learning.
Yeah, deepen our learning for different rishonim. He says right in the beginning on page one, the fourth one, the fourth base. Yes, ma'am. Now, Hashem Rish Shai B'Tochen B'Tochen Ha'Lotu Mizbech Yivad. What does he say? Omar Mechaber. This is the way Shai B'Tochen puts the exact same thing. He's not, he says, V'nei Shekodam, because we spoke about Ma'amareinu B'chiyav Kabolas Avedis Ha'likim, because we spoke, this is Shai Harvi, he said like this, I just finished teaching you how it's important to be Mechaber, to become an Eved Hashem. Therefore, I saw to bring afterwards Mashal Tzorach Yisim Mekol Advarim La'Eved De'Alikim. What's mostly needed is somebody who's serving Hashem, and what is that? Ruhabitochen Allah B'Chol Dvarav. That's trusting Hashem for all that he needs. When a person starts out, this is very important. Chedesh Elul. Chedesh Elul. The heading for tonight's class was Bitochen Naksim V'Chasim B'Teilim. You can come at it two different ways. You can come at it first, asay tayv. First, do good, betach b'Hashem. Or you can say, betach b'Hashem, betach Hashem, will give you chesim b'chesim tayv because you want to do good. The whole month of Elul is about hachana, it's a preparation for the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. In the month of Elul, we start blowing the shofar. Why blow the shofar? To wake us up. What are we waking up to? Waking up that we have to be mekabel Hashem as a king. That's how it starts out. That means we're preparing what's called the basis of our Yiddishkeit is Kabbalas Oil Machu Shemayim. And that's the first thing we do is mekabel Machu Shemayim. So that's what it means. If I'm saying I'm mekabel Oil Machu Shemayim, I'm accepting Hashem as my king. What does that mean in English? I'm an Eved Hashem. If I'm Eved Hashem, now you go to the king and you say, in order to serve you, have to have in your daven for actually this is one of the is brought in marshal to understand Elul in a pneumatic way. This marshal is brought like this, it's brought down in the Zayar, it's brought down in many svarim that in the Chiddush Elul is a Chiddush HaRachem. In Chiddush Elul, the 13 attributes, the 13 midas harachem of the Eibishta is open, it's shining. Now, meaning, that's why the Rosh Tevah is El Zanila Deidi V'Deidi Li. It means the Eid comes closer to Hashem and Hashem comes closer to him. So, the question is, if we know that the Yom Tevim, Shabbos, what makes Shabbos Kaddish? What makes Yom Tev Kaddish? Because on those days, there's a greater revelation, a greater gilui of Kedusha that doesn't exist in the weekday. Weekdays, Hashem is sort of hiding. And that's why you can do work that's weekday work. On Shabbos, since Hashem is more revealed, working on Shabbos is profaning the Kedusha of Shabbos. Because Hashem is more revealed. It's like standing in front of a king and doing other work. You can't do that. When the king is in one room, in a different room, you can do work. But if he's standing in front of a king, you don't have to do it. That's what Shabbos is. Yom Kippur, for example, is a day that Hashem is revealed. So that's why this kapara, that's why Hashem is meichel, because Mizrachim is revealed. And that's why we go and eat, and we have Shabbos Shabbos. So how does it work? If Elul is also Mizgaz Mizrachim, how come it's a month full of weekdays? How come we don't find over here any semblance of a Yom Tov? A person could go by Elul and think he's still in the middle of the summer. He's still in the middle of barbecuing Hadron. He's not there. That's what he can do, because there's nothing to really, besides the shefa in the morning. What are you being reminded? So here's a phenomenal marshal has given like this. There's a king the way he is in this palace. The king has a palace, and the marshal king has a palace. And the palace is big, it's grand. When you walk into a palace, you're very much impressed by the greatness of the king, the furnishings and the wealth and everything that's there. The king himself is, if you get into the palace, if you're fortunate enough to get into the palace, not everybody can get in either. You have to be somebody special. And if you do get in, you see the king in his royal garments. I mean, you see Brave Ashura, it impresses you. That's the way a king is in this palace. But before the king gets into the palace, he comes into the fields. He comes to the city. Where's the palace? In the city. Before he gets to the city, he comes to the field. So he's coming to his palace. The people of the city come out to greet him. When this king is in the palace, the king is outside the palace, the king is in the field, then everybody who comes out to greet him has a chance to greet the king. They can go over to him. So when they're talking to the king outside the palace, he's not sitting in his grandeur. You don't see the godless. It's not revealed. But you're talking to the king. It's a Saxon king. And Faker, there, anybody can walk over and meet him. And there, anybody who somebody comes over to the king in the field, then the king is very happy to see him, because when coming over to the king means you're addressing him as my king. And the king's very happy. So when you're giving bakoshes on the Chiddush Elul, that's giving serachim. So you are talking to the king, but not the way the king is in his palace, the way the king is before he gets into the palace. And that's what Chiddush Elul is. That's how you can understand it. So even though it looks like a weekday, there's nothing here to impress us. There's nothing here to motivate us. Eibishter is not showing off. In Rosh Hashanah, to Yom Kippur, there is a tremendous gilui, a tremendous revelation of Hashem's Yigdus HaRachim. We have in the Shema, so we get inspired. Every year that becomes Hashem Kippur somehow wants to get closer, because the Eibishter is actually forcing us to do it. It's like the Eibishter revealing himself to us, like a basketball. In Elul, that's not happening. We have to work on ourselves to get closer to the king. But the upshot is, I'm going to the Eibishter. But I can now, in the Chiddush Elul, we can have access to the king that we don't have access in the palace. In the palace, only special people can get in. In the field, everybody can go in. And that's the marshal that's giving for Chiddush Elul. Chiddush Elul is a time we have to bring in ourselves, realize Hashem is here, we belong to Shefer. We have to prepare for the days of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's up to us to do it. And there's nothing really impressing us. So when we're doing it, it's for real, it's us. But here's the point. The point is, we go to the Eibishter and we say, okay, Mekabach Malchus. I want to be Betach Bashem, but I'm Betach Bashem. Now I'm Mekabach Malach. I need this to be, I need to have health to be your servant. I need to have money to be your servant. I need to have a shidduch to be your servant. I need to, whatever a person needs. That's the time to ask. And then the king and the marshal, the king is Mekabal, everybody will save upon him in the office. Same thing in Chiddush Elul. The Eibishter is Mekabal, everybody will save upon him in the office. Because it's a gilui. So now you can understand how you can have Yud Gimel Nes HaRachamim in Chiddush Elul, even though it doesn't have the Yom Tov, the open Yom Tov of what was going on. So that's why this point that he's saying, that's what it means, having the Tochen in a good outcome, because he's explained, that's what the is telling us. B'tach b'Hashem, trust in Hashem. What are you trusting Hashem for? Yes, what are you trusting Hashem for? You trust in Hashem, you need to have what you need to serve Him. Need doesn't mean bare minimum. Need means you have what you need in a sephardic way. That's what it says. Because v'asei teiv, because you have to do mitzvahs. If you do it like that, then it's really a good b'tachon. And now, if you want, I can go a little further. He flips it around. How would you have understood it if it would have said "Asei Toiv u'B'tach B'Hashem"? It would have been a little bit different. But it would have been. I'm not going to use it inside because it gets a little bit too. Again, the pasuk at the top of the page. The pasuk "B'tach B'Hashem v'Asei Toiv." Trust in Hashem so that you can do good. That's what the Melech is telling us. Leidia, again, the second line. Leidia shabitochen hazeh, the bitochen we're talking about, who sheyivtach adam vay, the person is trusting in Hashem, lasis mitzvesav, he should be able to do a mitzvah. You know, to a mitzvah, you have to have money to buy a sukkah. You have to have a little nesek. You have to have money to send your kids to school. You have to have money to, everything is around gashmi. You have to be healthy. You have to have, it's a cyber gash, cyber luchnis. And the Eibishter will give you the achonis that you need to do the mitzvah. That means with tach b'Hashem v'asei teiv. Now, what happens if it would have said asei teiv or tach b'Hashem? Would have been reversed. So then it would sound like he says. I'll give you a synopsis. He says then it would sound like asei teiv, do mitzvahs, and then tach b'Hashem means because you are do mitzvahs, so now you're waiting for your schar, you're waiting for your reward. You're going to be rewarded that what you're trusting Hashem to give you, He'll give you. But now, since you are basing it on the fact that you have schusim, based on the fact that you had to do mitzvahs, then it could be a din. It could be he brings out that somebody who davens. Maybe I should read it inside, actually. Okay, let's read it inside here. So let's go line number five, and let's go. We'll keep on reading. Belochin Amay said like this. Tchilas says first of all, "B'tach b'Hashem, trust Hashem." Kolima, sheyilcha oizav v'seimach, you should have the help and the smicha b'yafil ha'achanes, and Hashem should give you the achanes b'ashatuchas la'asis ha'maisa. That she'll be able to do maisa ha'teva. L'kach higdim tzivei ha'betochen, the tzivei ha'maisa. That's why David HaMelech is teaching us first the betzivui, the commandment, to do the obligation of ha'betochen before the tzivei maisa ha'teva. Why? She'im ha'yunu mefarshim. Betach b'Hashem, ki ha'betochen hazeh ha'schala maisa ha'teva. If we would have said, I say to you, Tav Hashem, Ho Yezem, Michshel, Godel, Vitchene, it would turn out to be a tremendous Michshel, a stomach blocking in Vitachon. Look at this, it's actually very powerful words. What he's saying is that you can actually misunderstand the Inyan of Vitachon if you did that. Of course, it says in the Pirkei Avos, Chavar Zidoy, son of Azal. Chazal tell us in Avos, don't be like servants that are serving the teacher on condition to be mekabel pras, to be rewarded. Don't serve Hashem ulam in order to get what you're asking for. The person does it that way. You're causing that your sins should be remembered. Why is that? Because in Hefresh, there's no difference between somebody who trusts in Hashem, that he will give him what he's asking for, al mitzvah also for the mitzvahs that he did, and somebody that somebody should give him that you're asking the Eibishter, give him what he's asking by davening, because he's pal lefana bekavona. Since he davened so well, that's what I'll get what he's asking for. Because if a person pushes like that, it can cause his sins to be remembered. Like it says in the Gemara, three things maskirim v'neishah shel adam. In Gemara Brachos, it says that three things that make a person's sins become remembered. Ve'elohein, what are they? Kid noto, if a person passes a wall that's dangerously leaning, that can fall down. That means it's a makom sakana. Ve'iyun tefila, if somebody is ma'ayin his tefila, somebody davens, and he constantly saying, I davened, and I want to see my answer right away. Iyun tefila, v'omesed d'nachmir, if somebody masses on his friend, why is that? Why iyun tefila? Because a person that should ma'ayin with philosophy, ma'ayin believe, if somebody says in his heart, I'm a spal philosophy, kavona, of course I davened, so it's big kavona, because he doesn't command, that's why he should give what he's asking for. Why? Because then what happens is he's pushing one way. Then the pushes the other way. You're so sure about it. Yeah, but what about this avery did? What about that avery did? So you have to daka daven. You have to ask the Eibishter. But the iyun tefillah, the taina that you daven so well, that's why you should be given. That could work against you. Same thing with betochen. If a person, how do you tell in English? Hangs. Because I did that maisa teiv, that's why I trust Hashem to give me what I'm asking for. Because by doing that, the counter can come. Doesn't have to come. That's not a hassle. You're opening up a possibility of sins to be reminded you shouldn't do that. So that's why David HaMelech doesn't say I say to you ubetach b'Hashem. He takes a whole different thing. What a ksiv ksiv teiva. We'll have a good year. So Hashem says betach have betachon. So now we have to learn what betachon is. Have betachon the Eibishter to give you what you're asking for, because I said I want to do mitzvahs. And if you have a real betachon, the betachon itself will bring you what you're asking for. Okay, so now let's go and learn in Perek Shlishi with that Hachana. I want to now start learning what is B'tochen Taka by Hashem, and it's on page Lamed Tes in the Sefer Shara B'tochen.
Okay.
Lamed Tes. I think this is really what the message was. I spoke to that doctor, I was telling him, you're going into the courtroom, what are you davening for? You're davening for, you want your license. Why do you want your license? You want your license because you, David, you want me to serve you. You want me to be able to support my family. So I need a license, right? That's the way. B'tach b'Hashem v'asetei. In order, you trust David to give what you need, because asetei, you want to serve David. And he says this, if you connect He's a little bit sooner. That he says in Shabbat Tochen, when you connect the Betochen with the mitzvah to serve Hashem, that's a Betochen that makes things happen faster, makes things happen bigger. And that's, so now we have to say, Betach Hashem, trust Hashem. How do you trust Hashem? How are you able to have that trust? So he says, in order to have trust in Hashem, in the previous Perek Sheni, I think we did touch upon it. I don't remember we finished off. But we did, I want to focus now on B'tochen Eibush, the next 2 or 3 weeks that we have before Rosh Hashanah. So we should be able to go into Rosh Hashanah with the B'tochen Hashem will give us a good year. And Hashem will give us a good year. B'gashim Zeruchlis. So Perek Aleph, in Perek Aleph, he defines B'tochen as having Milchat HaNefesh, because you're trusting, when you're trusting to give you what you're asking for. If you want to look on page 2, you still have the paper by you. And just on this note about B'tochen, meaning what you're asking for, I instead of highlighting it, I make it in blue. You look on page 2, I'll read you the 1.5 lines that he writes like this. It's 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down. It's like this from the top. He midas ha'amuna. The midas ha'amuna nechlelas is included in the midas ha'betochen. When you say if somebody is a betayach, we say somebody has betochen, automatically you're saying that somebody has a muna. You have a muna, why? Sha'ere yadua, it's known. Ka'kola betayach u'maymin. Anybody who is betayach v'Hashem has to be a maymin. She'ein odom betayach ela b'mi she'maymin. But you can only trust someone who you trust, who you believe that he has the ability to fulfill his request. So here's another source where we talk about B'tochen means we're trusting. The Muna is that Hashem will be my B'kashim. What is it based on? What's it based on? So let's start on page number 10, the Hagdomas, the prefaces, Asher Beverunim Vamitosin. When it comes clear to a person, Yishlam Le'odom HaBitochen B'Lekim Hein Chomish. Very important point is that in order to have B'tochen, not to overcomplicate things, you're not complicating things. It's just you know, when you want to understand something, you're building a building. You have to start with a premise, with a foundation, and then you build a few bricks, and you build a building, you have a strong building. So he's saying in order to understand what B'tochen is, you have to have You have to understand 5 hagdamas. To have B'tochen Hashem, it has to become clear to you five things, 5 hagdamas, 5 prefaces. And then you can have B'tochen Hashem. So you say, B'tochen Hashem, have B'tochen. What's the first thing? The first thing he says is that the first one, she'yamin v'yizborer etzlei, a person has to believe and has to become clear to him. So usually you say the word belief. Belief is above your understanding, but this is something you can become, this is belief initially, but it become very clear to you. She's kapsus hashiv inyonim, the gathering of 7 things, belikim. Which 7 things? The 7 things that we learned in Perek Sheni, that the Lord have trust in the person. Yeah, that person has to have the 7 qualities. The same thing here, hashiv is kapsum b'mishe b'etchum b'yim, when you gather together these 7 things and the one you're trusting, you're talking about the fair, all of it's possible to trust on him. And I mentioned that you were ready from the pasuk, and this is where they are. Harishan. This is very important. Again, this I think is a good hachana. I said before, an elul for Chedesh Tishrei. We begin the first building block, the first foundation to have b'tochen in Hashem, and every yid is naturally inclined to this. But it has to be brought out into a person's consciousness, a person's mind. Shaberi is baruch, that our Creator merachim al adam yesim mekol merachim. That the Eibishter is merachim on a person more than any merachim. You can't trust in Hashem unless you start out with the foundation that Hashem is merachim kol merachim. Now you can have a question: how come you see things that had this happening, that nothing's happening? But if with all that question, sometimes you say, put the question on the side a second, but every yid knows that even though that things are happening in the world, that doesn't seem, but that's it be in the world of Rachman, is the Eibush, the Merachim, a person more than any Merachim. Chol Rachmim v'achemlo, she'yum is a loss of, and any Rachmim, a person can encounter other people that have Rachmanas on him. A person can encounter people that have Chemlo on him too. So he personally, where is this coming from? It's coming from Siyum is a lossy olive comes from if somebody else has on him, kulam haim, merach meyakel, all comes from some rachmanas and chamlosai, kamishakoma akasav and nosan chorachim and vicham chorirbech. Hashem creates a person in order to benefit him. Hashem, the biggest benefit a person has is that he's created. He's able to serve Hashem, he's able to connect with Hashem and go from a situation of being a creation to become part of a creator, to Torah and mitzvahs. The biggest, and Hashem, since Hashem is Yugimus Rachamim, high is the biggest Rachamim, so everything that's happening to a person at its core source is Rachamim. And if a person wants to strengthen that, I think that's what he's saying over here. If you see anybody doing Rachma Chamla on you, from that's other than the Eibishter, you should know that's all happening from the Eibishter himself. And I've shared this many times in going through a hardship. I mean, the hardship of prison started actually in 2008 and finished in 2017. It was a 9.5, 10 year story. And in the 9.5, 10 year stories, Rachamim wasn't so revealed going through all that, right? But learning this, I was able to strengthen my knowledge, my core emunah that Hashem is a rachem, because the core emunah is Hashem, even though I'm going through a difficulty, it's not Hashem beating me up, it's Hashem giving me a job that I have to do. But I was also able to, support that we're seeing in my story. That I saw a lot of people having rachmanos on me and my family. People davened for me. People sent me money that was needed because they took everything away. People were very sensitive to our situation. They tried to help. We saw a lot of rachmanos. So a person can make a mistake. You can see, wow, look at this. I'm so lucky that people have rachmanos on me. I'm so lucky that no, that's not the way you're supposed to see it. You're supposed to say, look at this, Hashem in the. In the darkness of the challenge, you see Hashem is having rachmanas on you. So that's why he is. That's why we have belief Hashem is a rachman and everything Hashem does is good and we don't understand it. What he's saying is if you see rachman and chemla happening in your life, bring it to the right address. It's coming from the Eibishter. The Eibishter is just sending it through those people. So that's how you overcome. That's how you're able to reestablish. So of course I said because things could have gone a lot different. In my story, but I saw Hashem, even though things were going out, seemed to be going out of control, it's well, this happened good, and this happened good, and that happened good. So that's what he said in telling us first. The first core belief that you have to have, the core belief you have to have in having B'tochan Hashem, you have to first begin with knowing Hashem is a Rachman. Hashem is a Rachman, and in Shav Bechini, so let me just say, in very simple terms, Hashem creates us and gives us. He creates us and puts us into this world and makes me a yid of all people. I'm a yid. I'm a ben melech. I'm so fortunate that I have a mission in life. I have a purpose. I'm so fortunate that I can connect with Hashem that nobody else is able to connect. There's a lot of things. I have the ability to live through this world and to go to Elam Habo is also everything is rachmanis. It's like birthing pains. Things they work for something. Takes an effort. So there's an effort there, but the core of our being is a rachmanis. And therefore, if even with things I have to have, I'm missing something. So who do I turn to have a tachanan is the Eibishter. And the whole rachm v'chemla, shiv mizlasi, I love any rachm v'chemla that comes from anybody else, I always attribute it to the Eibishter, and that solidifies my understanding. That's rachm.
Did you feel rachmanis also during that time?
Yeah. Because when
from the other people.
I give you first night. The first night was a contention. It was a night. Besides the worst night I had in my life.
What?
Besides the worst night I had in my life. Then I got thrown to jail. They took me out against sisters. I felt abandoned, neglected. You wanna yeah. Yeah, but at the end of the night, I got back my out against sisters. And I was taken out of the solitary confinement. And I saw Hashem was with me because whatever happened, I didn't have to stoop low to. So amazing. So I worked hard through something. But that's the point. When Hashem says in the Tehillim, "Ki minas Hashem lakichem eschem l'das," right? So that's what's better for a person? I ask a question in terms of, let me ask you on a side note. You have a cow. A cow can live a nice, happy life. I don't know, happy, not happy. I was never a cow, but I imagine they can live its life eating grass. Yeah. And then die and become a manure. Or it could be shechted and go through the pain of shechita, whatever goes through, and it could be part of a Shabbos table. What do you think is better for the cow? Depends who you are. But he asked the question to him. I'm asking you the question.
In terms of
yeah. Why? Why? Because he just got elevated. This cow got elevated from a balchai, right, to a high to him. That actually became part of a yid who served the Avish. He actually became his being. His core. The cow is a cow is a creation. A creation is an energy of Hashem's words. Create something. Before it was on a level of a chai. Now it became a medaber. Right, so it got elevated. So he's up here, and his other friendly cows are down there eating grass. But he had to go through the pain of shechita, and he had to go through everything that to you looks terrible. But in fact, was the biggest favor for the cow, right? You agree or don't agree? You're here. Nobody wants to be shechted. Nobody wants to be. I'm trying to present a situation. So a person can go through life, right? You can go through life. Imagine the miserable life of getting born and never having a problem. Imagine everything is going right and everything is picture perfect, and he finishes his life at 120 with a whole Google photo shoot, all the smiles, and he's in the grave. That's one life. 1 second, that's one life. Why? No, it was all of the Lashamra. It was always a Ben Chayobag and Idol of the Lashamra. A person was always created for a purpose. Or Hashem says, you know, I got a job for you. I need you to bring Kedusha into this part of the world. I need you to fight this darkness. I have a job for you. And the stuff. See, he's sweating and he's hurrying and he's banging and he's bit. And it makes through life. And his album is busy with this war zone and that war zone and this victory and that victory. Who do you think had a better life? That depends, because one life is totally self-centered, and it's here today, gone tomorrow. There are a lot of people that have a lot of smileys. Yeah, this is finished. He went through. The other one, let me say like this: one person was ignored by Hashem, and one person was very actively involved with Hashem. That's the difference. Now nobody's asking. You do have a choice, because when you decide that you want to do Ratzon Hashem, then Hashem shaket. I told you my story. This is $1 million story because I lived it. I was back at Bingham one time, and I told you the story for that. And then everyone was talking then about helping another Jew, and the Hashem said that a neshama can come down to this world for doing the Jew a favor one time. Imagine that. Remember the story?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm standing there listening to this thing. It sounds so great. I like doing favors. Hashem, and then he says, you know, next time for this a favor, you should think about maybe this will be your purpose in life, and then you'll do it with a lot more chayis. And I'm listening to this, I say, wow, that's great. Then I said, 1 second. What happens if you finish your purpose? You're dead, no? Yeah, all these stories. Yeah, the purpose, poof, Yang, and all these speakers on stories. Yeah? And I was too young to go poof. I was in Tassachakal 22, 24 years old. I think, you know, if I was 70, I was there, Baruch Hashem. At 70, I can think about these things. But at 20, better my shagas is this, if a purpose. Purpose is, we have time to fill our purpose. And it's as if the Rebbe was, but maybe it was just, I got quiet and I pulled myself back and I heard the Rebbe like this. He said, and when Hashem sees how well you fulfill your purpose here, he'll give you a long life to do more and more purpose. But purpose comes with effort. Purpose doesn't mean to have another pizza. Nothing wrong with pizza. Nothing wrong with rib steak, nothing wrong with any of these things. But it can't be a purpose. It's something you do as you're passing through. But the biggest rachmanis Hashem has is that he created me. And the biggest rachmanis Hashem has is that he allows me to connect with him. That's the biggest rachmanis. So when it goes back to what we started our share tonight, But sometimes it comes, people are giving big zishenis, whether it be with having children, whether it be having shidduchim, whether it be having parnasa, whatever, health. So when those zishenis comes, Hashem says, v'tachbash, Hashem says, together with the munna, that whatever happened is gilteivu. Hashem wants us to have the tachum that He will change it for us. That's the point. But you have to start out with the premise that there's a rachmanis going on here. You can't start out with the premise that somebody's out to get you. Okay, so that night, that worst night, the hardest night of my life. Shouldn't have anything worse. I walked away from there fakert. I walked and took an effort. I gave also for a reason. There was a big effort going on because I struggled to keep my yarmulke consistent. I didn't want to walk without my yarmulke consistent. I fought this notion of saying, okay, I give up, right? And then Hashem at the end says, okay, take back your yarmulke consistent. I felt Hashem is with me in a bigger way than I felt before. That makes sense? Okay. Okay.
So that's before the gap
with that. Huh?
Before you went.
Yeah. So this is what he's doing over here. Obviously, we have to finish in a few minutes, but what he's doing over here, he's giving you seven fundamental thoughts you have to have in order to trust Hashem. You have to know about Hashem these things. Yeah. Now, if you find yourself weak in any one of these seven, then you have to focus on it and get to it. So we say, Hashem is merachim more than any person. So that's the question. Now, I'm going to quote you now, Ramchal, from Sisi Shom, right? He writes that emuna means a person is facing a situation where it looks like derech Hashem tzlecha. It looks like there's Hashem ha-matzliach, and that's tzlikim having a hard time. A lot of us feel that way a lot of times. Why am I? I'm trying to Hashem once. Why is it so hard, right? So in his way of explaining it, and it's mamish what we always speak about. But he says like this. He says that since Hashem created a world where the world doesn't see Hashem's oneness, the world presents itself as if there's good and there's bad. There's two sides over here. We believe there's only one power, right? So. When a yid is facing a challenge, and the challenge is trying to move him off that emunah, that Hashem is in control of everything, his job now is to reject that notion there's another power, to reinvigorate and reestablish his emunah in Hashem, and that's what he's created for. Because when he does, we're not just little guys floating around, every one of us has a neshama, every one of us has a koyach, the key, to bring godliness here, and that's what Michal explains. And when you are rejecting the idea that here Kedusha can't come, in this situation you can't do it the way she wants you to do it. How many times do we hear in our life, over here, in this generation, you can't do it. And there, with this situation, Baruch Atzayt, but not here. Well, that's missing the point. The whole reason why Hashem created this situation that we're living in today, because Hashem wants us to prove, no, that we can. That was my driving thing in the place called prison. Because if I looked at prison as another force that they have koyach on me, I would be finished. I learned, I was taught, you know what you're doing here? You have a job? No, I never asked for the job. I didn't sign up for it. But obviously Hashem loves me enough. He gave me the job. Right? It'd be better than be ignored. So Hashem said, okay, I got a job for you. You're going to send you into a place called prison. And there you're going to be facing a zakhah darkness. I'll say, over here, can't be a yid. And you have to show you can't be a yid. In my little way, in my little corner, my little part of the world, I was able, there's your case. So that's the point. When you realize what you're going through in life is a job, and it's a purpose, then you know Hashem is not going to give you a job unless He gives you the kech to do it. It's all knipped in gebun. It all works together. So then you strengthen yourself. You don't fight. You don't fall apart. All these type of notions today, people trying to say, well, you're a victim. What's the problem? Not because of victim mentality. The problem is you're inconsequential. You're nobody. Yeah. And Taylor says you're everybody. You're everything. Hashem chooses you to do this job. So that's why if you see darkness, your job is to say, if this darkness is saying to me, I can't be a yid, I can't be a yid. And I have to ask the Abish to give me what I need. And the Abish gave me. That's the rachamim that we started out with. Next week, we're going to continue with the other seven parts. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, everybody.